I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. A horse in Larimer County with the first case of equine West Nile virus in the state this year is on the mend. State veterinarian Dr. Keith Rohr says nearly one of every three horses with advanced symptoms such as muscle tremors, stumbling, or lack of coordination must be euthanized or do not recover. Rohr says this is a mostly preventable disease with vaccinations.
We've seen in past years the horses that are affected almost exclusively have not received any vaccine. And occasionally we'll see a horse that's received one but is overdue for a booster. But of horses that have been received an initial vaccine and then a booster and then kept current on vaccines, we just do not have reports of disease. So again, the vaccine seems to be incredibly effective.
Authorities recently confirmed a human case of West Nile virus in Clear Creek County. That's the 12th case of the virus in humans in Colorado in 2018, including six in Larimer County. There's been three in Weld County and one each in Delta and Washington counties. And Dr. Rohr says rabies is another constant threat to animals.
I think that last count I saw that there were 200-something animal diagnoses of rabies, and those are either in skunks or bats. And then the spillover to that, to about half of those exposed animals have some interface with people.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.